السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, given that we are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and also given that we know through the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, there is a high possibility for it to fall on one of the odd nights. And we are seated in one of the odd nights, so there is a high possibility that tonight can be Laylatul Qadr. In the few minutes that I have with you all, I would like to touch on a very important concept, a concept known as Tawbah and its conditions, inshaAllah ta'ala. Tawbah is something that needs to be part and parcel of our day-to-day lives. It is not only reserved for the month of Ramadan. It is not only reserved for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It is not only something reserved for the sinners. It is something that needs to be part and parcel of every believer's life on a daily basis. As Allah says in the ayah that I read at the beginning, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Turn to Allah, all of you, تُوبُوا in tawbah, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you become from the victorious and successful ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. So tawbah, the meaning of tawbah is to turn back. عَادَ يَعُودُ in the Arabic language, which means عَوْدَ, to turn back. Turn back where? To turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are a few very important conditions attached to the concept of tawbah. In other words, if you want your tawbah to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to fulfill these conditions. Condition number one, as highlighted and taught to us by the scholars, is an-nadmu sadiq. You need to have true regret. You need to feel this guilt inside you. You need to feel this regret. Oh, you know what? I have wronged myself. I have sinned, Ya Allah. I have turned away from you, Ya Allah. I have drifted away from you, Ya Allah. I have turned away from the Quran. I have indulged in sin. I have done wrong. I have committed this sin. I have committed that sin. I have done wrong, Ya Allah. You need to feel this regret. You need to feel this guilt deep within, truly. An-nadmu sadiq. That is condition number one. Condition number two, al-iqla'. You need to come out of the sin. There is no point in you sitting in the sin and then crying unto Allah that Allah should forgive you. There is no point in you being in zina and crying out to Allah to forgive you. There is no point in you being in haram and crying out to Allah for Allah to forgive you. There's no point. You must come out. You must make attempts to come out of that sin if you are true and sincere in your tawbah. Al-iqla', coming out. The third condition, al-azm, as-sadiq again. Firm determination in your heart that you're not going to go back into that sin. Now this night we all wept as, mashallah, the imam was making dua. We were crying. So there was nadim. That's why tears were flowing. There was regret, there was guilt. Now we need to work towards coming out of the sins that we are in, each and every one of us. If we were to touch our hearts, we know of the sins that we are in. Islam is not a deen, unlike in other religions where you have to come to the house of worship and confess to the preacher. You don't have to come and confess to us. You don't have to come and confess to the imam saying, oh Sheikh, oh Imam, oh Mufti, I have committed this sin. No. In other religions, like for example in Christianity, you have to go to the church, you have to confess to the Father of your sins. In Islam, you only confess to Allah. Ya Allah, I did this. Ya Allah, forgive me. You confess to Allah. You don't confess to any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to have firm determination that you're not going to go back into that sin. Because there's no point tomorrow now, the 28th, where we go back into all of the sins that we were committing. There's no point. Your tawbah needs to be sincere and firm, where you're not going to go back into those sins. And my dear brothers in Islam, brothers and sisters, the other condition is that this tawbah needs to happen before two things. One, before the sun rises from the west. Tulu' al-shams min al-maghrib. I think you are all familiar, you are all aware that the sun rising from the west is one of the ashratu sa'at al-kubra, one of the major signs of the day of Qiyamah. One day you will witness this sign, and it is going to be a great phenomenon, a great sign. And on that day, after witnessing the sign, we will all want to turn to Allah, but the doors of tawbah will be slammed shut. May Allah save us all. So our tawbah needs to happen before that, and it needs to happen. Now that is on a general scale. On a personal scale, your tawbah needs to happen before Malakul Maut comes and stands in front of you. Before the time known as Gharghara in the Arabic language. Before your soul reaches its collarbones. When Malakul Maut comes, think of it this way. One day, you're going to be walking down the street. One day, you might be in Salah. May Allah give us all Husnal Khatima. May Allah give us good endings. Ameen. One day, you could be in your office. You could be driving. You could be in your bedroom. Allah forbid, you could be in the toilet. May Allah save us from bad endings. Ameen. And then suddenly you will notice someone standing next to you. Perhaps it was in your bedroom. Perhaps it was in your office. Perhaps you were driving. And you'll wonder, who is this? And you'll ask this person, Man ant, who are you? And that individual will introduce himself, Ana Malakul Maut. I am the angel of death. And I have come to take your soul. Now we will weep. We will cry. We will beg. We will plead. We will even try to cry tears of blood. Please give me some time. I want to give all of my wealth away in sadaqah, in charity. I want to be in salah. I want to read the Quran. I want to be in sujood. Please give me a little time. Malakul Maut will come at the appointed time, and not a single second will be given. In other words, he won't come delayed, nor will he come soon. He will come at the precise and appointed time, and your soul will be extracted. Now when Malakul Maut comes and stands in front of you, the veils will be lifted and you will see everything now. And now you will realize, you will cry out, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I have sinned. I turn to you in tawbah. Now the tawbah will not be accepted because your soul has reached the collarbones. So your tawbah needs to happen before that. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you have wronged, see, you have something known as huququllah and huququl ibad, the rights of Allah, the rights of the slaves of Allah. If you have wronged the rights of Allah, it is between you and Allah, and Allah, you read in the Quran, Inna Allah ghafurun rahim. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah is forgiving. Allah is forgiving. Allah is forgiving. Allah will forgive you. You know of the man, authentic hadith, of the man who did what? Killed 99 people. Allahu Akbar. 99 individuals. Just imagine, 99 individuals. And now he feels like, you know what? I want to turn over a new leaf. He goes to a preacher and he asks him, look, I have killed 99 individuals, but I want to turn over a new leaf. Do you think God will forgive me? The man was astounded. He looks at him and says, you have killed 99 individuals. There is no forgiveness for you. How can you be forgiven? This murderer, this serial killer, he gets so angry, he kills that man as well. Rounding the total up to now 100. Century, 100. He's killed 100 people now. But still he feels, I want to turn over a new leaf. I want to mend my ways. Now he goes to a person of knowledge. And he asks him, he tells the man the story. He tells him, look, you know what? I killed 99 people and then I killed another individual. Now I have 100 on my list. Do you think God will forgive me? Now this man was intelligent. He thought to himself, if I tell him no, he'll kill me next. You know, so he tells him, of course, how can I judge you? How am I to judge you? Allah, huwa khairul hakim, he's the best of judges. Look, don't go around confessing. I'll tell you what, if you are sincere, leave this land. This land is a land of sin for you. If you are sincere and if you want to seek the forgiveness of Allah, go away. There is another land where there are righteous people. Go by them and seek the forgiveness of Allah. And it is in the hands of Allah. Allah may forgive you. This man was sincere. He leaves the land. Now look at the conditions. Number one, regret and nadam. He fulfilled it. Number two, al-iqla. He was coming out of it. He was coming out of that land. And al-azm, he had firm determination. You know what? I want to turn over a new leaf. As he was setting out on the journey, death comes. Malakul Maut comes. And now you know, Malakul Maut does not come alone. He has a team. He has other angels that accompany him. So now we have the angels of Rahmah and the angels of Adab all come down at once. And now there is a dispute. The angels of Rahmah say, this man has set out on a journey to seek the forgiveness of Allah. We need to take his soul. The angels of Adab, they say, no, this man has committed so many sins. We need to take his soul. There's a dispute. Allah sends an angel to mediate between the groups. And this angel says, you know what? Let me offer you a solution. Why don't you measure the land? If he is closer to the land of sin, then let the angels of Adab take his soul. If he is closer to the land of Tawbah, then let the angels of Rahmah take his soul. They measure the land. Lo and behold, they find the man closer to the land of Tawbah. The angels of Rahmah swiftly take his soul and go. Scholars explain in this regard. They comment in this regard. This man had just begun his journey. So there is a high probability he must have been closer to the land of sin. But Allah, in his infinite mercy, out of his sheer mercy, his rahmah, he rolled up the land and made the man closer to the land of rahmah to forgive him. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more story and I will conclude. Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah mentions in one of his books, during the time of the Banu Israel, once there was famine, there was drought, severe drought, no rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gathers his people and they go out to pray Salatul Istisqa, to seek for rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is raising his hands and is crying out unto Allah. He has children with him, he has everybody, basically all of the Banu Israel crying out to Allah, Ya Allah, let it rain, Ya Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is crying fervently, but not a drop of rain, dry, drought. And then it was revealed unto Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Oh Moses, Ya Musa, it is not going to rain because there is an individual amidst the crowd. This individual has disobeyed me. He has been sinning for 40 years. Because of him, no rain will fall. Allahu Akbar. And this is why we have to be careful in terms of our sins. You know, when we do sins, Allah strips away the barakah from a land. Allah tests the people of the land, and then even the innocent people are tested. So then, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is disturbed. He immediately announces to the crowd, Oh my people, there is a man in the crowd who has wronged, who has angered Allah for 40 years. And I have been told that until this man leaves the crowd, no rain will fall. So please, whoever it is, leave the gathering. Now think about it. If in a gathering like this, if the announcement were to be made, and now the guilty one is in the crowd, he is now sweating profusely. Oh, Ya Allah. Now he knows, I'm the one, I have been, you know, wronging Allah. But now how am I to get up and leave? Everybody is going to see me. He feels so many emotions now, a turmoil of emotions. And then you know what he does? He puts his head inside his cloak. And then there is a sincere dua being made. A man who wronged Allah for 40 years. He cries out, Ya Allah, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Allah. You covered me for 40 years, Ya Allah. Forgive me of my sins, Ya Allah. I turn to you in sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Forgive me, Ya Allah. It started to thunder, lightning and rain started to pour. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is shocked. Says, Ya Allah, you told me that it will not rain until this man leaves the gathering, and no one left the gathering, and now it's raining, Ya Allah. And then Allah informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Oh Musa, now it is raining because of the same individual. Why it did not rain earlier? Allahu Akbar. The same individual, it didn't rain earlier. Now because of him it is raining. Ya Allah, I find it difficult to understand. Please help me to understand. And then Allah informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, I have forgiven this individual. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam cries out, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I want to meet this fortunate individual. I want to meet this blessed individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Musa, for 40 years he wronged me and he was sinning and I covered him up and I did not expose him. And now that he has been forgiven and become min awliya'illah from my friends, do you think I will expose him, Ya Musa? I have covered him up. Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy, my dear brothers in Islam. As I conclude, I remind you all, in regards to hukukul ibad though, if you have wronged the slaves of Allah, then you have to go and seek that individual's forgiveness. If you have robbed from an individual, if you have cheated an individual, if you have backbitten about an individual, if you have dishonored an individual, sometimes we go to certain gatherings and we say, you know what, this person, he is so and so, you know, his business dealings all bad, he has this extramarital affair, he is in zina, he is in this, he is in that, we dishonor an individual. If you have infringed the honor of an individual, if you have wronged an individual, then the forgiveness of Allah is latched onto that, and you will have to go and seek the forgiveness of that individual. Therefore, be extremely careful that you don't wrong another person, wrong another creation. Allah is the most forgiving, but sometimes human beings are not forgiving. Allah is forgiving, human beings are not forgiving. And if they don't get you in this world, they will wait to get you on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. You will run away from your brother, you will run away from your father, you will run away from your mother, you will run away from your beloved wife, your children. That is the day, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So let us fear that day. Let us prepare for that day. Let us be sincere in our tawbah. With that I conclude. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of our sins, to help us to turn to Him in sincere tawbah. May Allah azza wa jal forgive all of our sins. May He accept our good deeds. May He help us to finish this month of Ramadan in a beautiful way. And may He bless us to attain many more Ramadan in the future. May Allah protect Islam and protect the Muslimun around the globe. May Allah azza wa jal let peace prevail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just as how He unites us here in this beautiful masjid, Taqwa Masjid, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah. May He unite us and may He bless us to drink at the Hawd, at the fountain, through the blessed hands of Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'waya an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira for the valuable gift of your attention as well as your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.